A physicist who served in the Obama administration opens the hood on climate science and finds something unexpected. The research itself tells a different story than what we hear in headlines. The gap between scientific reports and public messaging isn't just wide, it's a chasm. Those definitive pronouncements about climate catastrophe, they often rest on shaky foundations of uncertainty, disagreeing models, and cherry-picked data. This isn't climate denial. It's something more unsettling. It's the revelation that we've been handed a simplified script when the actual science reads more like a mystery novel with missing chapters. Scientific research doesn't travel in a straight line from laboratory to living room. Instead, it passes through multiple filters, each simplifying and sometimes distorting the original message. Imagine a temperature measurement reported as 1.5 C plus or minus 0.3 C in a research paper. That crucial uncertainty range often vanishes by the time it reaches your newsfeed. What remains is a single definitive number that suggests false precision. The transformation happens in stages. Detailed research papers become condensed assessment reports, which become executive summaries, which become press releases, which become tweets. At each step, nuance evaporates like morning dew. Understanding this disconnect matters because trillion-dollar policies and societal transformations hinge on getting the science right, not just getting it loud. Context transforms climate data interpretation. Those dramatic temperature graphs show changes smaller than daily weather fluctuations. Global warming over the past century amounts to about 1.8 F, while New York City's seasonal swing exceeds 50 F, and Montana sees daily variations of 40 F. We're detecting a genuine but physically small signal amid enormous natural noise, like hearing a whisper in a crowded stadium. Measuring global temperature presents formidable challenges. Cities create urban heat islands that artificially warm readings by 2 to 4 F. Pre-1880 records are sparse and inconsistent. Ocean temperatures were once measured by ships hauling buckets on deck, hardly precision instruments. Modern methods use temperature anomalies, deviations from baseline averages, satellite data since 1979, and proxy records from ice cores and tree rings. Communication distortions have tangible consequences. U.S. heat waves show no statistically significant increase since 1900. Hurricane patterns reveal no measurable human fingerprint. Greenland's ice loss isn't accelerating compared to 80 years ago. Economic models suggest climate change might reduce global GDP by roughly 3% by 2100. A 2014 workshop of leading physicists found government summaries often presented streamlined narratives that didn't capture the full complexity of underlying scientific reports. Terminology matters in climate discussions. Human-caused climate change refers to alterations from greenhouse gases, deforestation, and aerosols, while a changing climate encompasses all sources, including volcanic eruptions and solar variations. Human influences were negligible before 1900, remained small until 1950, and natural variations dominated enough to cause cooling between 1940-1980, despite growing human activity. Recent warming shows distinctive patterns. Land surfaces warm twice as fast as oceans, Arctic regions warm 2 to 3 times faster than global averages, and nighttime temperatures rise faster than daytime highs. These signatures help distinguish human from natural drivers. Yet natural cycles like El Niño, the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation, and Pacific Decadal Oscillation create internal variability that makes separating human-caused changes from natural fluctuations extraordinarily difficult. Earth's temperature reflects a balance between absorbed sunlight and emitted infrared radiation. The planet reflects about 30% of incoming sunlight. Change that reflectivity, and you change the climate. Greenhouse gases intercept infrared radiation, with water vapor being the dominant player. Carbon dioxide's increase from 280 parts per million in 1750 to 410 ppm today boosts the atmosphere's heat-trapping ability by roughly 1%, translating to about 3C potential temperature change. Human influence adds just over 2 watts per square meter, roughly 1% of natural energy flowing through the climate system. Detecting this small signal amid massive natural variability requires extraordinary precision. The carbon cycle illustrates this challenge. Earth's crust holds 1.9 million gigatons of carbon, oceans contain 40,000 gigatons, and the atmosphere holds about 850 gigatons. Human fossil fuel emissions contribute roughly 4.5% to annual carbon flow. About half gets absorbed by increased vegetation, half remains airborne. What makes human emissions unique isn't their size, but their persistence. 60% remains atmospheric after 20 years, 30 to 55% after a century, and 15 to 30% after a millennium. We're conducting a grand experiment with a 1% forcing function that has millennial staying power. This small perturbation doesn't diminish the importance of understanding human influence, but it explains why detecting and attributing changes proves so challenging. The signal exists embedded in noise orders of magnitude larger. Climate models are sophisticated computer programs dividing Earth into roughly 1 million atmospheric grid boxes and 100 million ocean grid boxes, calculating how air, water, and energy move between them using fundamental physics. They're powerful tools, and deeply flawed ones. Statistician George Box captured it perfectly. All models are wrong, but some are useful. The challenge starts with scale. Crucial phenomena like clouds occur on scales smaller than the typical 100-kilometer grid size, requiring sub-grid assumptions that vary wildly between modeling teams. Using finer grids would help, but creates impossible computational demands. A simulation taking 2 months with 100-kilometer squares would require over a century with 10-kilometer squares. Models must be tuned by adjusting numerous parameters, a process that 15 leading climate modelers described as often seen as an unavoidable but dirty part of climate modeling, more engineering than science. The models struggle with historical accuracy, reproducing only about half the strong warming observed from 1910 to 1940. The IPCC admits, we've no idea what causes this failure, deeply troubling since this early warming is comparable to late 20th century warming confidently attributed to human activity. Media coverage routinely blames extreme weather on climate change, but meteorological records reveal complexity. Record daily high temperatures in the U.S. are no more common than a century ago, though record lows have decreased significantly. Professor John Christie's analysis of 725 U.S. weather stations confirms record highs show no significant trend over 120 years. The 1930s produced temperature records in states like Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri that still stand today. Hurricane patterns defy popular narratives. A 2019 paper by 11 leading tropical cyclone experts found minimal evidence of detectable human-caused changes, despite analyzing over a century of data. North Atlantic hurricane activity follows natural cycles, particularly the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation, producing alternating periods lasting 20, 30 years. The strongest tornadoes, EF3+, have actually decreased by approximately 40% since 1954, while annual U.S. tornado deaths have plummeted from about 80 per million in 1875 to fewer than 8 per million today. Global precipitation shows minimal change, only 0.2% increase per decade since 1901. The IPCC expresses low confidence regarding the sign of trend for flooding, essentially admitting uncertainty about whether floods are increasing, decreasing, or unchanged worldwide. The Palmer Drought Severity Index shows no significant U.S. trend since 1895, while tree ring data reveals the Southwest experienced multiple decade-long mega-droughts between 900 to 1300 AD, all without human influence. Sea level rise at Manhattan's Battery shows levels rising at only about 1 foot per century since 1855. The IPCC acknowledged that similar high rates occurred between 1920 to 1950. Climate science is real. Human activities measurably influence our climate. But real doesn't mean simple, and measurable doesn't mean catastrophic. The gap between what climate science tells us and what we hear publicly has grown into a credibility chasm, threatening trillion-dollar decisions. Moving forward requires intellectual honesty over ideological purity. We need sustained observations to understand decadal changes. Models need better understanding rather than more computing power. We should grasp why they fail to describe the recent past before trusting distant projections. We should pursue easy emissions reductions, like stopping methane leaks, while researching emissions-light technologies. Most importantly, we should pursue adaptation strategies more vigorously, as humans have adapted to diverse climates throughout history. The path forward isn't found in apocalyptic certainty or complacent denial. It's found in the messy, uncertain work of understanding our planet's complex climate system. We owe future generations responses based on climate science's full complexity, not simplified political scripts.